Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Here at home, the Philadelphia Water Department is defending its public drinking water supplies after a report earlier in the week detected PFAS in the tap water in 44 cities, including Philadelphia. The story from KYW's Kim Glovis.
Kelly Anderson is manager of the Philadelphia Water Department Watershed Protection Program. She says the report by the Environmental Working Group tested only one water sample and did not provide enough information on where it found the PFAS contamination. Anderson also says the water department is monitoring PFAS now and has in the past.
The levels that PWD had tested back in 2014 as a part of an EPA study stood levels well below the 70 parts per trillion health advisory, and I believe we are doing all that we can to protect Philadelphia's drinking water and that our drinking water quality is great.
The EWG showed PFAS at 46 parts per trillion in one water sample from Philadelphia. Anderson says an ongoing voluntary research sampling program is underway right now in regional source waters, and she adds that data will be available later this year, possibly as early as the summer. Kim Glovis, KYW News Radio.